Yeah. Have you done the washing up?
Yeah, no.
Take the bin bags out?
No.
Change your room?
No.
No.
Mm. No. I don't think so.
Rachel wants me to get excited about the Bare All campaign. Radio 1's new campaign is the Bare Ass campaign, which was launched on the Sunday Surgery with Dr. Mark Hamilton and Westwood. Do we not
Goodbye for me.
Yeah, oh, sorry, Mark. sorry.
That's okay, bye-bye. Are you off? See ya. Mm. Do we not have any clips from that show? There must have been some funny clips.
There are some entertaining clips, but...
Mm. Oh, did Scott have some?
Scott played some yesterday.
Oh, let me see on Scott's page. Scott Mills, jingle pages.
It's definitely a different kind of show with Westwood and the Dr. Dre of the medical world, Dr. Mark Hamilton, as he was billed.
The what?
Westwood referred to Mark as being the Dr. Dre of the medical world. Dr. Mark Hamilton.
I don't know exactly what that means. Where would he have his... No, it's not in here. I can't find any.
Anyway, there were some good clips. I'll play them upstairs in the office.
Go to listen again.
I haven't got time to go to listen again. We should have had some clips from that. How did we miss that? Got a chap is singing.
while it's not going to help, is it?
While we're on Scott's pages, if that's any...
I'm just a love machine.
That's sleazy, isn't it?
It's wrong on every level. What was that?
Just randomly playing something there that I didn't mean to play.
Okay, all right, then fair enough.
Hi, ladies.
No. Right, so now Rob DJ's quiz coming up next. Blah blah blah. I think we've covered everything. Oh no, with the bear. Do you want me to do the bear all thing now?
Yeah.
Was this quite serious?
Yep.
Right. Let me find some serious music. What do you fancy, Dom?
Perfect.
Rocky.
I've got it. Radio 1's Bare All campaign kicked off on the Sunday Surgery with Weston and Dr. Mark Hamilton this weekend. It's all about safer sex. We've launched what could be the UK's biggest ever young people sex survey, and we'd like you to take part in the survey, that is, not the sex. You can get to the site through Radio 1 online. Go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and click on bear. Not bear, like that. It's bear as in naked, you see, Dave.
I think that works well.
We need you to fill it in throughout the summer. The survey, that is. And tell us what you've been up to. Your questionnaire will help us to reveal the latest sexual trends of the whole nation. And we promise we won't name names. So, how do you like it? How often do you like it? Do you never get it? Oh, and by the way, you're not just telling us your secrets, though. Oh, no, no. Visit the site and you can win loads of money can't buy prizes. So, tell us how many times you fiddle a day and we might send you a pink CD. What?
The violin.
Pink violin.
Are we giving away violins? I didn't know that. You can also win musical instruments.
That's
like,
random.
Like an oboe. Pink.
Ow, that's brilliant. They have gold and platinum discs and blah, 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 blah. Do you know what? I want to do the survey. Let's have a look.
No.
It won't take long. Yeah, of course I can do it. Bear all this summer. There's a picture of Coxie. Be careful with her. She sues.
Do you know what Westwood's advice was on contraception?
What?
Strap it up before you slap it up.
No way.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No. The clip that Joe was playing yesterday.
If you're going all the way, always use a condom. There you go.
Strap it up, baby.
Hey, you, don't be silly. Put a condom on your willy. That was Madonna. Where's the... all right. Okay. Age. 24. Sex.
Yes, please.
Oh. I put that on an application for our price job. I didn't get it.
You did, did you?
I did, yeah. I thought I was hilarious.
Sex.
Sex, yes, please.
In our price.
Yeah, in our price.
As an Austin Powers man.
Sexuality. I'm heterosexual. Region, all over.
Oh. You wouldn't get the job at our price either.
What age did you lose your virginity? Where does it go up to? Oh, my God, that's quite embarrassing. Do you know what?
Does it have 34?
It's not the last option. I'm quite pleased. I was 21. I was really late. How many sexual partners have you had? One time? Do you know what? Hang on, let me think. One, two, two. Which method of contraception do you prefer to use? Which method of contraception does your partner use? Oh, headache. Have you ever had a one-night stand? Yes, once. Yes, a few. No, I would never. No, but I might in the future. I love that.
I'm planning on it.
No, but I'd love one.
Planning on it.
I wish is a comment. Click I wish. Do you always use a condom with a new partner? Yeah, when Tash joined the show, she was a new partner to the show. We just walked around the office holding one. If not, why not? Do you find it difficult to discuss contraception with your partner? Not a problem, a bit embarrassing, really difficult. I never discuss contraception with my partner. Who do you go to for advice and information about sex? Dominic Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
How useful was the sex information you learnt at school? I learnt at school how to draw wicked pictures in books of ladies' private parts.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah. Because when I opened the books, they were already there. You just copy them. Which of the following would you rather have sex with? Chris, Dave, Rachel, Dom, Carrie, Allard, Jocelyn. None of the above. All of the above.
Joel.
As long as he's wearing his German glasses.
To make the lovemaking act last longer, who do you think of? JK, Joel, Nicholas Witchell, Alan Partridge... I'm making some of these up,
Michelle McManus.
Please select from the following the issues that worries you most about sex. Getting pregnant. Getting caught. What your mates will think of you. Okay. And then it goes on and on and on.
Are we handling this in the right way, Rachel?
I think so.
Yeah, good.
It's promotion, isn't it?
Click on bear.
Do you know what?
That doesn't
seriously,
help.
My headline looks so straight on this. Sex. Okay, all right.
Does it give you a score at the end?
No, there's no score.
So how good you are.
Mostly bees.
There's no score.
But you might win a prize.
So tell us, are you worried about catching genital warts? And do you want to win a pink CD? This is the survey for you.
Signed.
What?
It might be signed.
What, the genital warts? Please. Anyway, go and fill it in. Do you know what? Do it privately.
Yeah, don't do it on air.
Well, I'm not. Don't want to fill in yours. Age, 32 plus. Sex, yes please.
Oh. I thought that was hilarious on an application form, but apparently people have done it before. They've written that and, yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want to do it, go to Radio 1 online and fill in the sex survey, the bare all survey. And you can also get information and facts about everything to do with Save a Sex. And hopefully, I think they've done the... I hope they've done the myths thing. You know, when they do that?
Yeah.
Because myths are really... I love the fact that when you get told something at school or at college, well, you know, whatever, unless you're told otherwise, you believe that to be fact.
Hmm.
So, you know how certain people still believe about, you know, you can't get pregnant the first time and... Well, you can't if you're a man.
Yeah.
You know, and this and the other, or days of the week, or if you do it standing up, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
People believe that stuff, you know?
It's true.
You believe that your wife has a permanent headache, you know?
Mm.
All these things. Go to the website and have a look and learn about sex. I know I'll be on there later.
Mm. Wise up yourself.
Yeah. I'll be learning all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, do you want to fill in the survey?
I'm all right, thank you.
All right. Let's move on. Hey, by the way, you can win a pink CD. You sure you don't want to do it?
I'm good.
Niles Barkley album?